my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. I am so glad you're listening on this Thursday. It's going to be a great day. All the schools are done. No more high school, no more elementary, no more kindergarten, no more college. But I tell you what, I'm excited today, but I'm going to miss these kids in about another week. Next Wednesday, when I get ready to preach all my chapels, there won't be any kids there. And I'll miss you kids. I hope you all have a good summer. Stay faithful to God's house. Onward, Christian soldiers. Here's a great song. Great summer already. We're almost the end of the month of May, so you have 1 month down, but I hope June, July, and August are going to be great times. Don't forget, in your church on July 4th, that's a Saturday, don't forget about 250 years of America's history. We're having a big service. We always do on Wednesday night. Kids get their beautiful shirts and gifts for America, and jumps and barbecues. And after the service, it's going to be great. And then Sunday, we've got the Sunday before and the Sunday after July 4th. It's two big, big patriotic services. Well, how about the song I Am? This is the Echoes of Joy Trio. These are sweet girls. And I tell you, I love this song. I just love it. I love singing with the men at prayer on Saturday night. I am, Jesus said. I love hearing Buddy Blunkall, who's with the Lord. He sings it so well.
When it was dark down in my heart, you brought light to me, a child of darkness became a child of
Praise God for that. I thank God. I thank God that He is whatever you need Him to be. We're in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, how to live. How do you want to live? You know, very few people are like this, I'm sure, but some people like to live grumpy. Some people are just old grumps. Some people are so negative. That's just the way some people are. But I'm not going to live that way. How am I going to live? Well, here's how I'm going to live. Number 4, chapter 4, verse 4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. I'm going to control my vessel, my body, my heart, my life. I want it under control. I want it to be with sanctification. He talks about sanctification, verse 3 as well. This is the will, even your sanctification. Abstain from fornication. God says, I want you to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. Hey, today, don't do what you're thinking of doing in sin. Stop it. Years ago, I was on the radio. No, I was on the phone, and the Lord just impressed upon my heart, call this graduate 25 years ago, call this graduate, and I called him, and he was very, very kind to me, but abrupt. He got off the phone. Months later, he came and saw me. He said, Pastor, I was going down a freeway, and I was going to destroy my morals, and he said, you called. And he said, when you called, I got the first exit, went back over the top, and went back home and got right with God. By the way, he's gone on to serve God a lifetime, 25 years. Are you possessing your vessel? Stop right now. Stop. Don't go to that house. Don't go to that place. stop, possess your vessel. Then he said, I want you to live in holiness. Verse 7, God not call us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God wants us to be holy, set apart. Are you set apart for God? Does God have your life? And said, not only do you possess your vessel, and not only do you live in holiness, but brotherly love. Verse 9, as touching brotherly love, ye not need not that I write unto you, for yourselves know that taught of God that love one another. Don't have aught against anyone, not against a soul on planet Earth. Against no one have an aught. God's word says, I want you to love one another. Love the unlovely people in your church. Love those that come short of your standard or your conviction or whatever it might be. Love them and trust God. And then he said, not only do I want you to possess your own vessel, and I want you to live in holiness, I want you to live in brotherly love, I want you to be quiet, verse 11, that you study to be quiet. Do your own business. To work with your own hands as we command you. He goes, just don't say, you don't have to give an opinion about everything. In fact, you probably don't need to give an opinion about anything. Don't be so opinionated today. Well, I tell you what, here's what I think. No. We don't care what you think. We love you, but we don't care. Don't give everybody advice. Well, I tell you what, I thought for you. Here's what I would do. I'd just do this right now. And I'd just do this real quickly. And you need to do this. And you need to do it. You're not right with God. Don't be telling people they're not right with God. I ask people. I don't tell people. I said, you know, George, are you right? Are you right with God? Have him tell you. Don't tell him he's not right with God. You know, you can get the same answer, but you can do it with kindness in your heart. And then not only do you possess your own vessel, and we're going to live in holiness today, and we're going to live with brotherly love, and we're going to study to be quiet. We're going to live, verse 13 through 18, anticipating he's coming again. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, verse 13. Considering them which are asleep, which ye sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Oh, yes, child of God, coming again. Coming again, maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but it's going to be soon. And he is coming again. You cannot read the newspaper or read it on your phone, or you cannot hear it on the news without realizing that everything is shaping up and our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. Father, help us to live this way, possessing our own vessel and in holiness and brotherly love and study to be quiet and waiting for the soon appearing of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We look forward to today. I pray that we'd live for thee. I pray, God, your blessing upon every listener. God, may we serve thee with a true heart, a pure heart, a clean heart. May we grow in grace today is my prayer as we await your soon coming again. We ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.